called The Matriarch, and I have something I want to say about that. But Professor Robbins has been telling me about the bees, the honeybees. They're dying all over the world, and perhaps the honeybee population has been reduced by half, he says. It's a terrible thing to contemplate. And, you know, the working bees push the drones out of the hive after the queen has been fertilized. And since they've been cared for until this time, why, it's likely that they don't survive long. And the male bee, the king, also dies in the marriage flight. And this is called The Matriarch, about bees. A queen in the heaven of her reign lies on the matron's honeyed bed. Her swains who beat the gauzy air to wed her, tattered in love's wear, are swept from the hive or cruelly slain, while he who entered her is dead, ripped in the pitch of his queen's loins with the murmuring kingdom bred. A queen housed in her royal cell, fed mead of clover, foxglove spice, aromatics chewed more than twice, by inexorable law must dwell. Her watchful ladies mix her food, she swells the ranks of the burnished brood. A queen who burned and charged the sun, charged comet with a tail of drones, is a bellied, fat, and wingless thing upon her stroked and tended couch, a mighty, sightless, breeding one, where wax hexagonals of thrones entomb the matriarch. The king, in parts, fell through the air he trimmed, dangled and dragged his most prized pouch, deaf to the chorus he had hymned. Thank you.